All Saints Eve. Myths were invented to describe amazing people, and I've seen many amazing creatures in my journeys. One time, out in Nordhaus, out of nowhere, popped out a freshly graduated engineer. He held up a gallon water container that he was carrying back to camp, and the poor mad lad uttered, 8.34 pounds. He seemed excited, but also sad. I think he was acting so odd because he realized he was forgetting everything. Plus, I'm certain he said pounds, not kilograms. Mad, indeed. Another time, at 6 a.m. or so, I was going through maps of South Pacific in Ann Arbor by that strange black metal cube sculpture that squeaks when rotated. I had to get away from Ambrosia's morning clientele, bless their hearts. And I've noticed that across the park, some student was sleeping under an evergreen. I don't think she worked in US. I just somehow assumed South America, Amazon. She started getting off the ground and tried to yell that she wasn't homeless or drunk. I kept looking into my maps, ignoring her, and she went on her way to get a grant or give a speech or something. I'm sure she worked in South America, probably with the natives. Over in Ludington, there was this one time a little girl was feeding seagulls with her mom. And just as I noticed the commotion, one of the seagulls went all out, right in her hair. I felt so bad, and her mother was only barely able to contain her laughter. She puffed up her face, as if getting ready to play a trumpet. You could totally tell she had enough of that kid for the day, and she was getting payback for all her hissy fits. And then, there is this story that is most dearest to me. One of my happiest memories that I swore I would never talk about because I am far too mature. Alas, this is what All Hallows Eve is all about. Talking about strange creatures and wonderful memories. It was a beautiful early morning. I was sitting by my breakfast fire, mostly listening to birds, probably angry bears in the distance, while squiggling in my journal about poems and programs. This was a large and beautiful campsite full of trees. They had clean showers and proper restrooms. I had the first campsite on the Orchid Loop, and I noticed that a couple of giggly middle-aged ladies were just getting into the spirit of camping. They were always happy and really sophisticated and laughing, playing smart radio stations and always full of joy. This morning, the tall one started shimmy-shammying first. She was probably getting around to starting up a fire to make breakfast. They had all the firewood, and she was singing something. It was unusual for people to make so many happy little noises during a stay there. Well, she quieted down a bit and lit her fire. And as she was bending over to pick up some twigs to get things going, she fired off that old familiar sound that one would expect from a constipated and uncultured, filthy, lactose-intolerant old man. And oh my gosh, all of a sudden, all the birds between us went quiet. It was just this unusual, deafening silence. And that's just half the story, because all of a sudden, this sophisticated, wealthy woman goes, "Pull my finger!" in the worst fake southern accent she could possibly conjure up, and with the longest drawl. And then she quickly skedaddled back to her camper, probably to change and lay down a bit. This must have been 10 years ago or more, and I still haven't forgotten about it. Happy Halloween, everyone.